It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The House adjourned Thursday night just after 10 p.m. as Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her leadership team struggled to round up the votes to pass the Infrastructure and Build Back Better bills. They returned to pick up where they left off Friday morning at 8 a.m. But it seems that the so-called moderates in the Democratic caucus are holding up the process. They don't want to vote on the Build Back Better bill until they get a score from the Congressional Budget Office, which could still take a bit of time. However, the nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation did release its preliminary analysis of the legislation and determined that the Build Back Better Act would raise $1.48 trillion in revenue over a decade and was unlikely to add to the deficit long term. But that's not good enough for them. As of 10:15 Friday morning, those conservative Democrats are huddled in the Speaker's office demanding the CBO score before they vote. Congressman Kurt Schrader of Oregon telling Punchbowl News that there is no resolution to their demands. Steny Hoyer saying there's no way the CBO score will be ready and released before the end of the day Friday. So what's the urgency here? Congress goes on recess again next week. I'm not kidding. Priorities, people. Anyway, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot is reportedly speeding things up as concern grows that their work would be shut down if the 2020 midterms result in a Republican majority in the House. The panel was in court Thursday to fight the former guy's efforts to withhold documents regarding what happened in the White House on the day of the insurrection. Well, on Friday, the committee is scheduled to hear from Jeffrey Clark. He's the former Justice Department official who pushed baseless election conspiracy theories and consulted with Trump before the insurrection. In fact, this is the guy that Trump threatened to replace acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen with. So again, Jeffrey Clark testifying on Friday. Meanwhile, Representative Benny Thompson, who's the chair of the Select Committee, said that about 20 more subpoenas have been readied and are about to go out, too. On Thursday, Judge Tanya Chutkan reportedly appeared unconvinced by Trump's arguments, at one point saying, quote, "The January 6th riot happened in the Capitol. That is literally Congress's house." Well, unless the court intervenes, the archivist will ship the first batch of those documents to the committee on November 12th. That would be next Friday. And we now learned a little more about the behind-the-scenes efforts of the committee as Liz Cheney, the Republican vice chair, let loose a bombshell, telling Politico that they'd already interviewed over 150 people in connection with the events of that day and how they unfolded. Stay tuned. So some things never change. Senate Republicans on Thursday did what they've been doing, obstructing whatever the Democrats bring forward. This time, they again filibustered, blocking an opening debate about the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. So the idea of doing something about the filibuster has once again been resurrected. Now, for those of us wondering where Merrick Garland is, the Department of Justice filed a lawsuit against Texas regarding their new voting restrictions that, among other things, bans 24-hour and drive-through voting, allows more access for partisan poll watchers, and imposes new criminal penalties for violating voting laws. All of those new voting restrictions enacted to suppress the minority vote. But that bill, backed by the Texas Republican-led legislature and the governor Greg Abbott, imposes new criminal penalties for violating voting laws, bans 24-hour and drive-through voting, and allows more access for partisan poll watchers. Well, Kristen Clark is head of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division, called these new restrictions in Texas, quote, "unlawful and indefensible." Then Greg Abbott tweeted, "bring it. The Texas election integrity law is legal." And finally, some good news to kickstart the weekend. The U.S. economy added 531,000 jobs in October, and the unemployment rate dropped to 4.6%, down from 4.8%. It's still up from its pre-pandemic low of 3.5% in February 2020, but down significantly from January of this year when it stood at 6.3%. So this new data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics also showed that a late summer labor market slump wasn't quite as bad as earlier thought. Officials revised upwards their August and September payroll reports to show that hiring had not slowed as dramatically as they initially thought. And there's even some good news about women re-entering the workforce in large numbers in October. Some 251,000 women over 20 re-entered the labor force in October, and 138,000 took jobs. More good news, please. We really need it. I got good news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.